This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
But sometimes little people make big mistakes. Sometimes little people make big mistakes.
You're listening to KPFT Houston.
Please hold on while we experience technical difficulties. No, they didn't play our song yet.
Oh.
Duh.
No, that was played. They played that.
Yeah, but isn't this one ours? Number five?
Oh, okay. Go to number five.
You know, we thought we were ready for Saturday nights.
But we're not.
This is After Hours. If you can't tell, well, then again, you know, no need to pull out Jeff Krasner. It's perfect for what the studio's like right now.
Yeah,
nope. 110 in the frickin' shade.
Thank you. Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. 90.1 on your dial, 2106 in the penal code.
Oh.
We're still in there.
Well, yeah, they just haven't taken it out yet.
They got a little disclaimer in there.
Oh.
A bunch of liberal fruit nut jobs up in Washington who wear dresses all day to say this is not a, that we can't say this anymore.
And that happened June 26th or the 24th of 2003.
Something like that. But, you know, that would have been a cute slogan for us to have on T-shirts before that.
What?
90.1 on the dial, 2106 in the law books.
Oh, yeah, that would have been.
That would have made you think, but then again, nobody knew about 2106.
Hey,
until
whatever. Until Lawrence versus Texas, and now we're legal. Lovely.
Yeah, that takes all the fun out of it.
Anyway, this is the April what? What are you going to say?
29.
Okay, it's because it's still Saturday night, even though it's 1 in the morning.
It's, yeah, we're saying Saturday. Remember last week we opened the show with the Sodomy Saturday night? We're back on Saturday nights.
Gotcha. And you are?
Tired. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be co-executive producer for this evening.
No, tired is your middle name, dear. And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. The other tired one.
And we start off with new music.
Yes.
And unintentionally, you know, we picked this. Shut up in the lobby. It's too freaking hot for us to close the doors.
Oh, it is 84 degrees in here. I don't know what the deal is, but if the equipment stopped working, we'll know why. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Tell them to shut the F up. All right, we start with brand new music, and you know the second song we played in honor of the heat wave we're experiencing in here. That was Jeff Krasner, 110 in the Shade, otherwise known as In the Studio. And by pure coincidence, the first song seemed to go along with that well.
Oh, yeah.
Better Off Naked.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
This is certainly the night to do naked radio here at KPFT.
Don't tempt me. Past the point of caring.
We have done it before.
And break out the toilet seat covers for the chairs.
Ooh, ouch. And who was that by?
That was Naked Highway.
Well.
Their brand new CD, Novocaine Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, the song was Better Off Naked. You can find out about them on nakedhighway.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two girls and a guy.
Really? Get out the cheat sheet there.
There's the pic.
I see. Mm, lovely.
Purple hair,
pink hair. She has the hair the color of my shirt this evening.
Yeah, one of them. And then
fuchsia. Actually, hot pink.
Okay, there's a guy and a girl and...
Something else. Somebody else.
Yeah. Do they have the artist's actual... Well, it ain't going to help me anyway.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Purple hair.
Yeah. Oh, purple, pink, and...
No, the purple hair one.
The purple haired one...
Want to throw a question mark?
Looks rather androgynous.
Yes.
Ooh. Today's word is androgynous.
Ding.
That's always the word here. And what else?
And Jeff Krasner. So,
110 in the shade. Good old Jeff Krasner. I mean, I love his body of work. I wish he'd do more. But, you know, it's for independent artists, it's pricey to put out a CD. So we will stick with his tried and true. They are, you know, just standards, staples here in the After Hours.
See, the heat's getting to him because he went past that. He said, I love his body of work. And usually just stopped at the body.
Well, yeah.
He's pretty easy on the eyes.
Yeah, he is. Jeff is a nice guy. I've emailed him several times.
Could use a little hair straightener.
Yeah, well, hey. Anyway, I want to congratulate the Houston Area Bears. They had a fundraiser tonight, earlier tonight, at the Undercurrent in Galveston. And that is, it's a Bear Watch kickoff fundraiser, because the weekend of May 19th through the 21st, the Houston Area Bears will host Bear Watch 7. In Galveston, Texas. This is a run that brings men to Galveston Island from all over the country.
The Bear Amazing Race this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year it was Bear Factor.
Oh.
Take off of Fear Factor.
Gotcha. Anyway, if you would like some more information, you can email Real Lloyd, R-E-A-L-L-O-Y-D, Real Lloyd, at houston.rr.com, and find out more information about Bear Watch 7.
Or check out the Bears website at houstonareabears.com.
That'll work, too. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, Space City Empire is hosting Studs with Suds, and our hoses are ready. Yes, it's a car wash happening at EJ's parking lot from 11 till 4.
Back in the muddy section.
There you go. No, it's not going to be in the muddy section, and they're going to make special provisions for you to go out the entrance so you don't have to drive in the mud. How's that? That's a $5 donation, and you can, well, you don't have to purchase tickets now because you can just buy them when you get there. Anyway, 11 to 4 at EJ's parking lot tomorrow. Studs with Suds. Oh, my.
And you'll be working that?
I will. No, Stanley's in town. He came in town today.
Yeah.
So I will not be working that. No, sure won't. And that's
praise be to the goddess who kept Jimmy out of the Speedo.
That's a good thing. Yes. Yes, that's a very good thing. You don't want to see a 58-year-old man in a Speedo. No, no one does. But we have some 20-somethings that are going to be wearing them. Yes.
More something than 20.
No. We've got some young guys who are members of ICOH. So, and pretty hot looking, too, as a matter of fact. Whew. So.
Haven't you people ever heard about sharing?
No. As a matter of fact. And speaking of ICOH, before that, this car wash is at 11. You can stop by Mary's.
Naturally.
At 10 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. ICOH serves breakfast every Sunday morning at Mary's. That's so the bar can open at 10 o'clock instead of the usual noon.
Damn you, TABC!
There you go. So ICOH will be serving breakfast at Mary's at 10. Then you can hop right down to EJ's and get your car washed. I think that's a pretty damn good deal going. And then, let's see, Mayflowers are in bloom because it's a garden party hosted by His Highness Imperial Prince Jim Crawford of the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. That is happening Saturday, May the 6th at Keys West from 7 to 9. That's benefiting Legacy Community Health Services, Body Positive, and AFH Camp Hope through the Arises Coronation 23. I said that right, Arises. I'm going to have to practice that. Then the next day...
I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Yes.
It's only really been 18 years.
What I usually say, yeah. I know. Well, I'm...
Think just, the candy.
I know. The Reese's. Yes. Then...
Post a new blog.
The next day, you are cordially invited. Sunday, May the 7th, to the BRB, 2400 Brazos Street, for Work the Runway, an evening of high fashion, high hair, and high drama, presented by Gemini Empress Chanel Cartier and the Montrose Luxury Ladies. That's ICOH benefit. That's, let's see, it starts at, showtime is at, oh, wait a minute, cocktails, reception with light horse ovaries are at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 8:30. And there is limited seating. Available, $100 per table of four. And for more information, email empress@chanelcartier.com. This is a fundraiser for ICOH Reign 4. Net proceeds benefiting Lazarus House, with 15% of the proceeds going to the Lexi Bowen Community Fund. The Lexi Bowen Community Fund is emergency money for non-HIV emergencies. There you go. Then, let's see. Every Wednesday night at Mary's at around 8:30, 9 o'clock, is the ICOH Jukebox Show. That's always a lot of fun, and surprises, you just never know who's going to show up and do what. Of course, Tuesday is Drag Bingo, put on by the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star. That happens at Meteor every Tuesday night, and that's been going on for a long time. It's a really good, fun time and a great fundraiser. Now, also, let's see, ICOH has their membership meeting at 7:30 on Thursday at AFH. That's at Wesleyan near Alabama. And the CPRs, Rose and Jeff of ICOH, are hosting a show at Bricks on Friday, May the 5th, the Bad Ballads show. Oh, that, this is a tradition now. It's all the worst lounge music that you have ever heard. It's scary, but a whole lot of fun. And then Cheyenne will have her show at Keys West at 7 p.m. This show at Bricks is happening at 10 p.m. So you can do both. Yep. And next Saturday, May the 6th, the female line members of ICOH are having a car wash at Mary's from 10 until 3. And Lazarus House Fiesta is happening 1 to 7 p.m., and that's at Lazarus House on Austin Street. That's their it's a kind of an appreciation fundraiser that they do every year, once a year. That's the only thing they do. And it's in the backyard of Lazarus House on Austin, one and a half blocks off of Wheeler. And then, of course, Jim Crawford's Garden Party show at Keys West at 7 p.m. And that will do it for me for right now.
Oh, I have to read now.
Okay.
A progressive dinner. No, that doesn't mean you got to hang out with Nader.
oh, it's a good thing.
It's going to be the... who's sending this thing off? Uncommon Legacy's doing a progressive dinner on May 6th.
A sister is an uncommon legacy Houston announced Progressive Dinner, a gourmand tour through some of the community's most beautiful homes and most gracious hotels. Progressive Dinner will be held on Saturday, May 6th at 6 p.m. They'll meet at the Congregation Emmanuel, located at 1500 Sunset. Ride and style as luxury buses take you from house to house as you enjoy appetizer, soup and salad, entree and dessert courses. Bus captains will assure that your travels are fun and entertaining and will keep you moving to the next course. Two separate routes converge at the dessert stop where all participants will meet to compare notes and round out the evening. Space is limited to 110 participants. Ticket cost is $75. For information, you go to assisthers.org, and you can pay for on PayPal through there. AssistHers is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to help lesbians live as normally as possible while coping with life-threatening diseases.
Yes, it's an amazing organization, and I'm behind it 100%.
And Uncommon Legacy is a 501c3 nonprofit foundation dedicated to enhancing the strength, visibility, and vitality of the Houston lesbian community.
Mm-hmm.
A roast and toast of Bob Boughton.
Why don't you read the whole thing? Because
the roast and toast of Bob Boughton.
Starting from the top.
Dear friends.
Yes.
Good thing you didn't have the rest of the part, because I would start page one of one.
Oh,
dear
God.
Friends. hold on. I have a feeling I need to have a tissue ready for this.
No, for those of you who are not familiar with Bob Boughton, and there's not that many out there, because it seems like everybody in the community has heard of Bob. He has an amazing legacy, and not all of it is in this letter from.
Well, the Bob, I saw that at Louis.
Yeah. Oh.
Community heroes are few and far between, but Houston has managed to be blessed by several. One of those is unique in his accomplishments. He's been president of the Texas Renegades for 4 years, chairman of the Houston Council of Club for 8 years, Emperor 15. And twice president of the board of directors of Aresis, past member of the board of directors of the PWA Holiday Charities, and founding board member of the Wishful Thinking Fund. He's been awarded the Time Traveler Award from the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum, the Golden Cult Award from the Cult 45, and many other community awards and honors from numerous organizations. Ultimately, this community hero was named the 1998 Male Grand Marshal to Houston's Gay Pride Parade. So it's with great honor we gather to roast and toast one of our community's great ones, Bob Boughton, for his years of service to the GLBT community. Now, how does that make any more sense than saying Bob?
Bob is, I like to think of Bob as a friend, and he's been on the show a couple of times.
I'm still trying to figure out how reading the whole damn thing was supposed to make Bob. It goes Bob, open quotation, Bob, close quotation, Boughton.
Because when he is announced, the whole crowd, just in unison almost, shouts, Bob. Yes.
Once again, we're
not bobbing
for
apples or dicks or anything else.
Well, you weren't at the show of shows.
Oh,
well. I'm going to make sure we're going to try and work with Bob. I got to get with Bob and say we're going to make sure we get an application out to Stephen again to come back next year.
I see. Stephen?
That's all I know of his name. There's plenty of pictures floating around about him.
I haven't seen any. Oh.
That's good. The roast is going to be on Wednesday, May 10th at 7 p.m. at the BRB.
Yep. We're going
to
be
tax
there.
Tax donations will be made to the Wishful Thinking Fund.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. GCAM will be there.
I'm still working at that time.
And Mistress Max called in and said that she was just right around the corner.
Oh,
she's going to be here. She's sounding a bit poorly, but we'll help her get through.
Okay, let's see the next one here. Page 1 of 3.
Yes.
It gives me great pleasure on behalf of Stella Link Seville, owner and mistress of the Gay Pride Houston contest, along with current reigning Ms., Mr. and Miss Gay Pride Houston 2005 royalty, Cheyenne, Christopher Sparkles Boy Prado, and Chris Valk, a.k.a. Sushi, mm-hmm. to announce the 12th annual Miss, Mr. and Ms. Gay Pride Houston 2006 contest. And that's on June, Sunday, June 4th at 7 p.m. over at Keys West Bar, 817 West Dallas.
Now, I know that is a bit of a ways away, but we want to let you know ahead of time, so in case you have any inkling that you want to be part of this and join in, then you can get ready.
Applications are available at Keys West.
Mm-hmm.
You must prepare 5 minutes worth of talent. Going back to Bob.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Formal and evening wear.
Ooh.
Remember, if it's backless, you got to get a wax. And on stage question and answer.
Mm-hmm.
There is an application fee. For it, all proceeds will benefit Legacy Community Health Services Body Positive Program, AIDS Foundation Houston Camp Hope, through Coronation 23 of the Empire Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star of Houston Incorporated, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Woo!
For more information, contact Stella Link Seville. And the email for that is elmer917 at yahoo. Gosh, I can't even yodel tonight. Where's my inhaler? It's been a horrible week. I don't know. I had a very bad energy drink.
It most certainly has been a horrible week. It's been a horrible month, sort of, comma. In
well,
comma,
yeah.
Sort of,
you,
way.
Yes, Mistress Max is in the house.
Yes, she
What's
is.
Left of her?
Yeah, and I need something a lot more comfortable than that to sit my tush on.
Take that.
Take that.
No back?
Sorry.
Fun drive okay. is... All right, here. Hold on. Just a second.
Give her.
Hey, Cooch.
No. What? Give her a chair.
Okay, he's going to get me a chair.
Here, no, take this one.
Okay.
It's already warmed up for you.
Oh, goody.
From sea to shining sea.
All right.
Oh my goodness! How?
Oh God!
Hey, this is unsafe radio. I'm
this is see I'm what we do. See what we do for our segment producers.
You know, hey, this is unsafe radio. I'm doing it bareback.
Oh,
thanks. Whoa.
yeah. I should have warned you about that.
Join us,
huh?
Come on in here and join us.
Jimmy, stay during the show?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I lost my headphones on that one.
Yes.
All right, let's take a little music break.
Yes.
Do you have set up? Yeah, I got something queued up. I can't believe you've got this song highlighted.
What?
I love this song, but apparently you haven't
what?
Listened to the last third of the song.
I don't know.
Oh, Daddy?
Oh, Daddy. I like that song. Yes, I do like that song.
But we can't play it on the air.
Okay.
I would love to, but you're the one who usually jumps at the use of that word.
Oh. Maybe I didn't hear it the first time around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's towards the end of the song, and, you know, he only says it,
five or six times?
Seven or eight times.
Oh, okay.
So, now I'm going to edit that, because that's definitely a song I want to play for Father's Day.
Oh.
I think that'd be a cute song.
Oh, Daddy.
Yes. All right, so let's take a little dirt
break? What?
I was thinking, yes? My mind was running through just songs about...
Yes.
They have Daddy in it, and there's another one in there called Dirty Daddy.
So okay.
My mind slipped a gear.
Okay.
Hey, it's getting cooler in here. It's down to 83 degrees.
Hey.
We're just cool.
Okay. Play the song, honey.
We're going to go to music now. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm not.
Everybody, come on! Everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy is sexy, a muscle boy is hot, a muscle boy is number one. Strutting down the street, posing at the beach with that bubble butt going on. All brick and steel, he'll flex, you'll squeal, yeah! Cause everybody
A muscle boy will make you cream. In the showers, in the gym, or stripping at the club, he's your very own steroid dream. So rip and buff, you'll wet your muff, yeah. Cause everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Straight boys love a muscle boy. Gay boys love a muscle boy. Straight girls love a muscle boy. Even lesbians love a muscle boy. Trans people love a muscle boy. Your granny loves a muscle boy. Make it move, don't be coy. If you want a friend and toy, he can be a brat and joy. Get yourself a muscle boy, yeah. Game, no dick, no brain, yeah. But everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Everybody, 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 come on. Everybody, everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Who cares if there's nothing upstairs? He looks good in his underwear. And everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy.
Things at my door. He's saying, baby, please don't think no more. You see, I never had it quite this good. Love you, baby, I know I should, but I'm loving. Think we're tired.
That was Scandal with Speakeasy.
Cute song, but hey, what the hell's wrong with a little slavery?
Well, yeah, she, she might have. I'm sorry. I think Scandal is a drag performance for.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So, and before that was Super 8 Cum Shot, or whatever the hell they're called this week. I know they've changed their name. Everybody Loves a Muscle Boy.
Hell yeah.
And,
poor girl.
One thing to let you know, once again, we've started it up. We've discovered that MySpace.com is for something besides perverts and predators.
Oh, really?
But notwithstanding that rule, we're on it. And we are putting our playlist up on MySpace.com so that you can go and click on it and find out what music we are playing here on the show, including links to the artists.
Very interesting. Very cool. Very cool.
Week two. We started up when we started on Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm. Started back on Saturday nights.
Back home, yes. Last week, we declared it Sodomy Saturday Night.
Mm.
Yeah, unfortunately,
possibilities.
Unfortunately, our guests didn't show. And, you know, if we do roundtable tonight, we'll be talking a little bit about that word sodomy.
And what does it mean to you?
Well, in a way it is, because that word was thrown around a lot this week on local news.
Yeah.
And
I was kind of out of it, just, you know what I mean? So I just heard bits and pieces of that, and I just, and people, even in my drugged stupor, I'm like, holy.
Yeah, and they were using it the wrong way. You know, it's not, you know, the fun kind of sodomy that we talk about on the show. You know, it was basically because Bill Biasi can't say, you know, they shoved a metal pipe up some guy's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had to use that term, and I heard a squeal come from out there.
Yeah, right after.
My God, somebody's actually listening to the show out in the lobby. I'm touched. So, you know, that word's been thrown around a lot, so we're going to discuss and debate that a little bit in the there's a teaser for you.
Yeah.
Sodomy and...
Sounds like a plan.
And why Bill Biasi can't say that phrase. Hmm. But we can, because, you know, it's 1:40 in the a.m. We are back home where we belong.
On Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Is he just going to sit there or is he going to talk?
No, he's just going to sit there.
Oh, okay.
He is my babysitter.
Oh, okay.
Miss Indigo decided that she was not going to have my being alone at any point in time. For my listeners, Mistress has been out ill. She had surgery, so this is my little babysitter boy here, little cutie pie. So anyway,
just had to make sure we had to hook him up to a mic.
No, we don't need to hook him up. Well, we might later if he gets itching and it looks like he just can't hold his tongue. He might want to say something. Anyway, so I'm not necessarily my bubbly self this morning, but I'm here. Laying around on the sofa for the last couple of weeks really hasn't been entirely bad, because I have to tell you, I have had the best birthday of my entire life. I started celebrating March the 6th, and I did not stop until the 30th. And I effing partied on two continents, okay?
Oh.
I had a blast.
That's how to do it.
Yes. The only hitch was not being able to do the show last month because we were camping, a kinky camping weekend. I mean, it was fabulous. I had people hanging from trees and stuff. Oh.
Be careful. We don't talk too much about people hanging from trees on this station.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was absolutely awesome.
But unfortunately, you weren't in BFE. You were in BFJ. You know.
Yeah.
And out where, you know, them nasty cellular towers just don't seem to reach.
It really was, you know, and which was really sad, because I know several people besides myself really needed to make a phone call. I want to send a shout out to somebody. I've just got to take a moment to do this. She's she did the show with me once, and I just found out about an hour ago that a friend of mine crossed over. And just for lack of a better word, I just know homegirl is in heaven, and I just want to say, give him hell, my sister. And so, I'm going to move right along. It's been a very interesting few weeks. Everyone I know seems to be having serious relationship drama. And
including me, honey.
Yeah, it's just been amazing, and people have been referring to it as boy drama, lesbian drama, man drama. Can't find the dom of my dreams or the slave of my heart. Everyone's just having freaking issues, you know.
My boyfriend moved to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And my lover only comes in now a week, a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks, don't it?
Yeah. You know, I'm used to having, you know, in the past, Jim lived next door to me.
Yeah.
He was there every day.
Yeah.
And Stan was in half the month.
Right.
Now it's 1 week a month, and Jim moved away. So I'm feeling lonely.
I know some other people that have gone through and are going through the lonely thing. And it's something that I did at one point, and I'm not quite sure how wise the choices are that we make when we operate from that place.
Right.
I can't see you, Jimmy.
What?
Yeah.
Honey, if you got me confused with Jimmy, we're going to check your meds, and you better share.
They are really good. Anyway, I have a friend of mine here who has also been very, very wonderful to me during my whatever the hell I'm going through here. Yeah, my recuperation. Laura B. And we chat lots of times about this issue, and it just seems to be, I don't know, is it more difficult the older you get?
Oh, absolutely, because it's not that we're set in our ways, it's what we know what we want and what we don't want. See, when we're younger, we'll take anything and then sift through it.
Okay, how about you? I mean, I didn't. When I was younger, I'm telling you, I took no tea for the fever. I'm telling you, you just look at me sideways. You don't sit the way I think you should sit. I'm like, I'm the car. Audi. And I did eventually, as I got older, you know, I decided that I would do this thing, you know, because my friends were like, something is wrong with you. And I don't know why, but I decided to believe them. And so I got into this relationship long term. And when I looked up, it was a very dramatic thing out of a movie. I'm just walking past the mirror in the living room, and I caught a glimpse of this person. I didn't know who the hell she was.
Because she had settled for much less.
It was a huge waste of 10 years. With one exception, I did come to grips with my sadistic side with him. So, see, there's a blessing in everything.
It opened a whole new world.
Yeah. But do you think it's an older thing, like he said? You get older and you're just not going to take any crap, or what?
I agree.
Am I on? Yeah.
Yeah, you're on. Yeah.
I do agree, and part of the problem is that we also have a very youth-oriented society, and so being a female, I've come across that the men my age, many of them are looking for a younger woman, and younger women tend to be more compliant, more impressed with them, less questioning, less demanding, perhaps, and so...
Then the youth has changed as well.
You know, it's the same in the gay community. Because I've always liked older men. And all the older men want somebody a lot younger than me. So what is the deal here?
Well, it depends upon the man. Because a smart older man would likes intelligence, independent spirit, and a good sense of humor, and someone who can make decisions and choices for themselves, and someone who takes care of themselves.
But they're all called submissives. It's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the other guys, they say that stuff, but they really don't mean it. Most people say that, but they don't really mean it. They mean it until you start making decisions, until you start saying, you know what? I don't think I like that.
Oh.
And then they don't like that. Matter of fact, the only time you have problems with anybody is when you're not doing what they want you to do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, I've been with Stanley 28 years. I know that. Jim and I were together 13.
So what do you do? Do you, you know what I mean? What do you do?
Because it's a relationship is about give and take. Compromise.
I have to agree with that realistically.
Realistically, that's
realistically.
It. Yeah.
Doesn't matter whether it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm the top. I'm queen of the daggone world.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's all about me. However, realistically...
You know you've got to give in.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I'm not even... wise enough to negotiate and communicate that which I want and get an understanding up front, it's just really not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, calls for my giving, you know,
which is truly what this is about anyway. The secret is about giving in on stuff that really doesn't matter to you anyway. But, you know, it gets hard when it does matter to you.
No, that's not the kind of giving I'm talking about.
Oh, what are we talking about? Girl.
No, in terms of encouraging someone, mm-hmm. and, you know what I mean, helping them grow, as opposed to, oh, it's just me, queen of the world, and, you know, screw. You know, but I don't think that would be very much fun anyway, actually. If I were queen of the world.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that would not be good. Anyway.
The world would be run slightly differently.
Oh, Lord, I first said I'd probably incinerate the whole daggone thing. At least that's how I felt earlier this evening. Mm-hmm. So, now tell me,
and that's different from the current administration, how?
You know what? I am so sick of that man. I am just too through with him. Not that I was ever with him in the first
place,
but he is just off the chain.
No, yeah.
He is off the chain. Broke the leash. Okay. Anyway. I am just tripping this evening, y'all. So how is everybody out there? Have
this
I been
girl has
missed?
Got good drugs tonight.
Who needs Dean Becker when we've got the doctors of
Okay, so, all right. Back to what I was saying. Do you think we can make some pretty screwed up choices when we do it from a place of loneliness?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But it also depends on how much you're willing to accept and how much you're willing to cave in to that loneliness, and how much you are unwilling to look at alternative choices because you can go out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
One can volunteer. One can do things for yourself. It's not all about just having one person to date having a partner. It's how you structure your life and the choices you make and the people you choose to be with. So
sure.
Friends can be a great comfort.
Honey. Ooh. Ooh.
Max is showing off her battle scars.
Yes. And quite a few of them.
Yeah. They gutted me like a freaking fish.
Yes, and I have had that.
It was like very non-consensual.
I've had that same thing. I have a scar from here to here. And
all these years, and I never had any marks on my stomach. I'm really quite devastated.
You're still stunning.
You can have a tattoo made around it.
There
I don't
you
think
go.
So. That shit hurts. I ain't doing that. No pain for me. No pain for me. So is anybody out there awake?
Well, see, I think the problem occurs when we not only are lonely, but we make decisions out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than logic. Of course, love decisions are never made with real logic anyway.
Mm.
But
the mother of all bad decisions.
Yes, you did. Ooh, did
and
he?
It almost got me killed.
Yes, yes.
Literally killed.
Mm. Yeah.
As in, he tried to end my life. Yeah. So, yeah, so when you're really lonely, yeah, you make some really screwed up choices.
Yeah, that's a time to go shopping for a Cocker Spaniel.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Usually I just shop for the first part of that.
Yeah.
Max, if we need to take a break, and just tell me. I've got music queued ready to go if you need to.
Whenever you need a break, girl.
The scary thing is the way you're rubbing your tummy and the sounds you're making there. You know, I'm expecting to have to put your legs up in stirrups and stare at your vajayjay to deliver a little mistress.
That's right.
Oh, that would be, so wrong.
I finally got to work in the term vajayjay.
That would be so wrong. Anyway,
Yes.
Yeah. So, how do you deal with it? How have you been dealing with it?
I know that I need time to grieve. First of all, grieve over the loss.
Okay.
And I am involved in organizations, and sit on the board of two 501c3s and blah, 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 blah. So I do keep busy,
mm-hmm.
and I have a nice circle of friends, a small circle of close friends, and a slightly larger circle of other friends, yeah. And that has helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That has helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, the new complex I moved into, I know everybody there, and they're very friendly. And it's a small place, and two of the guys who live there are also retired.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot in common.
Cool.
So, and everybody looks out for each other mm-hmm. there. So
good.
That's helped. It's just... You know, when I go into the apartment and shut the door, that's it. That's me.
Yeah. How you doing, Laura B?
Oh, just fine. Just groovy.
Just.
But I know this is temporary. This is...
Yeah,
you know,
it is temporary.
Yeah.
You know, and...
But there is, I think, a serious danger and of settling. You know what I mean? I did it once.
Mm-hmm.
I did it twice. Yeah. 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 Bad, bad news. And I've watched someone dear to me suffer greatly.
I've never done that. I've loved three men in my life. I left the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley was the second one. And Jim is the third. Mm-hmm. And even though he's in Oklahoma, he calls at least twice a week.
Yeah.
And because he didn't leave because he wanted to, he left
right.
because he had to,
right,
because of
right.
family.
Right. How is he doing?
He's very busy. Very busy. They're redoing his departed stepfather's house for him to live in.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for his brother, operating all kinds of equipment, dump trucks and stuff. They they prepare properties for building.
Oh, okay.
And then come in later and prepare it for lawns and all of that. And his brother also has a small ranch. He raises cattle and some show calves, which Jim's two nephews show. And so almost every weekend they're running off to some small town to show calves. Just like a dog show with calves. You have the same thing, washing and the hair drying and the moosing and all of that kind of stuff. You
God,
know.
I can't even imagine doing that crap for a dog.
Can you do it on the calf?
Let's
can you imagine that?
Coming soon on the Outdoor Life channel. Show dog. Show calves, mom and dads. I couldn't even say.
Yeah, you had a hard time.
I know.
That.
So he's really busy and probably doesn't have time to think much.
Good. In the how long have you been here in the community, in the leather, BDSM,
8.5 years.
Kinky community?
8.5 years.
How difficult is it for you to, say, find a top, or do you think it's the requirements you have, and if you did not have certain requirements, would it be easier, or do you think the youth thing also applies in that?
Well, it also depends whether I'm looking for a romantic relationship or someone to play with, scene with.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just someone to scene with, then I watch people how they play, and if I see that they're doing things that I like, and they're being responsible and have a good style and knowledge of what they're doing, then I'm willing to play with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Romantically, I do have some requirements that exclude a number of people because I don't date smokers and
smoking! Oh my God, I haven't had a cigarette in 3 weeks. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. And no smokers, no unemployed, and no drinkers.
Jesus, that's half the live population.
Well, I mean, no alcoholics. I like social drinking.
And they should have a car that they're not living in.
Okay, but you know what the difference is between a drunk and an alcoholic? Drunks don't have to go to those meetings. You're listening to After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Since I screwed up taking a breath in the middle, KPFT Houston. That way the FCC is happy, and the FCC can FCC and FCC itself.
As well they should.
Are we going to take a music break?
Yes.
Well,
I showed Merlin over here the back cover. Appropriately, it's the back cover that he's showing this picture on.
Mm.
And
is he showing his back on the back cover?
He's showing his back cover.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My.
Uh-huh.
That just makes my tongue hard.
It's Johnny Dangerous. Oh, wait. Hold on. How did I... Okay, good. I did spell it correctly. For some reason, though, my mind said I was going Johnny Dangerously, and I'm going, that's not Michael Keaton's ass.
Okay. but you don't know. It could be.
That's way too good of a tan.
I don't have my glasses.
You're going to have to spend a lot of time in a faking booth to get a tan that deep. Let's put it this way. He's got the kind of good tan you've got.
Okay.
So,
alrighty.
Let's put it that way. Yes, it's Johnny Dangerous. Gotcha. Let's go a little topsy turvy. And I push that button.
Okay.
Just say something.
let him know that he's met his match. Cause this hot tail is free. Gonna walk past, get his attention, lick my lips, watch him stare down. And if Bandit doesn't bite my breath, he wants hair down. What's up, little man? What's your name? Who you here with? Hey, the name's Johnny. I'm just having a beer with my friends on the other side, watching my game time. Cause none of them believe I could take any man home tonight. It's all in the swag and he's shook. Wanna take me home? I'll see your fool's late. Don't you call the way down too long. Took me to his house, had his own. I was quite impressed. Dongle on my neck, grabbed my pack, got me in dress. Looked all on my back, held me tight, began to moan. The feeling of his breath against my ear, had me in the zone. Trying to be like Britney, though I'm all type of freak. Cause he had the type of spear, well you get the chest. Kiss me on my nose, pull my head, and then held my head. Watch my eyes roll in the back of my head. Went for the goods, how we stood. And Johnny absolute, time to knock boots and play on the skin flute. Had me all weak, I was hope for years of this. His lips against my mouth, tastes as sweet like a Hershey's kiss. Ooh, the way you move and groove, your body next to mine. And damn the way you stand just like a man when you're on the ground. And baby, how you moan and groan when you're all kissing me. You got my heart unlocked with a thang, still can't forget the key. I've never been touched like this before from any other dude. It never been this easy to get Johnny in the mood. Not normally this weak, but oh how he pleases me. So take it away, baby, please stop teasing. Can't hold it anymore, don't want it to end. Then I cleaned up and we did it again. Now I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Cause a hard man, baby, is so good to find.
Touch me, tease me, touch me, tease me, touch me, baby, tease me, touch me.
Johnny Dangerous. 2008. Typical ass quiz, slide through the curve. Big fake smile and wants the love. Hand on the hip, girl, give me a hug. Scuffing at the next man's shoulder shrug. Bougie ass queens wearing gear from 99. Got the nerve to diss as a few of the time. And checking his own grill, but all up in mine. Hand clap, finger snap, and then switches behind. Eyebrows tuck like what the fine. Stuck up ass queen, rolling his eyes. All he talks is a full face lie. Gossipy ass girls hating on vibes. He ain't really straight, he's confused. I'm French. The same old game as lame and deep. Since you're all out, every man gotta be. But no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. It's just your fantasy. Oh no, silly boy, it's just your fantasy. Not your average fantasy. Don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average fantasy. Don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Closeted fools up in the Old Navy. If I was a frat boy, you'd probably lose me. Quick to yell homo so very loudly. Quick to go down, but oh not around me. Known for having girlfriends to make them look straight. Creeping in their friends room, no one's awake. Down to meet a straight actor, set off the gate. Refer to just a hangout, don't you call it a day. Stiffen up tight in any setting with gay. Pretend like they ain't one of them, like they can't relate. Squirm and try to change all the subject you raise. Only into sports, not fashion or play. Guys like you think your shh never stunk. Call me every name in the book, think I'm a hunk. Grab a six pack out the back of your trunk. Licking on your board, excuse I was drunk. Not your average fantasy. Don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny lived life dangerously. Ain't your average fantasy. Don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just
just let me be. Johnny Depp, life dangerously. Raggedy asshole, singers got nerve. Quick to pop slick as if you could subvert. Back in the day, them things I heard. Now you're trying to diss like I'm kicked to the curb. Stand against the wall, crusty look on your face. Keep rolling them eyes, now I'ma slap the tape. You best to back up, it's about to get messy. Now I'm forced to let you know why they call me dangerous. They fat, your bar, it smells like common. Yeah, so watch Tanner, it's tapered at the bottom. Your teeth still yellow, wax all up in your ear. I feel nothing but God, and all your crusty ass queer. Sorry to bring up that side, but I had to. You idiotic moron got me so damn mad at you. I'm human, so what? I'm not about vanity. The way that you live is straight up insanity. I understand the whole philosophy. It's perfect. Your case, boo, it just wasn't worth it. Why can't we as people just be happy with who we are instead of judging others by cash and cause? Survival of the fittest. Chatty Cathy's worth plot. Cases and drag queens. And who the lost it. So take it from me. Don't live artificially. I ain't your average queen. And I don't ever tend to be. Not your average, you see. Preppy boy cuties, work that shit. Hard rock thugs, work that. Down low brothers, work that shit. Pretty face queers, work that. Rough leather daddies, work that shit. Big bad boys, work that. Jock boy studs, work that shit. Cat boy sissies, work that. Drag queen divas, work that shit. Stud girl bullies, work that. Lipstick lizzies, work that shit. Downtown trannies, work that. Sugar daddy daddies, work that. East coast homos, work that. West coast homos, work that. Midwest homos, work that. Down south homos, work that. All my people, work that. All my family, work that. So don't you put your dish on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny live life dangerously. Ain't your average f***ing see. So don't you put your shit on me. Why can't you just let me be? Johnny live life dangerously.
Oh, Johnny Dangerous. From his CD, Armed and Dangerously.
I like that. Remixed. That was cool.
Yes. It's a great CD. It's got 14 cuts, and unfortunately, the two we played are the only two we can play on the air.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I'd like a copy of
that.
Oh,
yeah. That was called Not Your Average, and before that, we played Topsy Turvy.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yes.
I have no one to try the toy of the month on.
What about that pretty man sitting next to you?
He won't lend me his tchotchkes.
What?
No, he's not mine, so I can't really make him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm trying to get this lady here to demonstrate it, but she says I'm closing it too hard, so she won't lend
me. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time, damn it.
I'd like to keep my nipple.
Yes.
But anyway,
whoa.
It's really a high tech.
First of all, it's not opened enough for.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
It's adjustable.
Okay.
So
do you think you could do it
all the way? Nobody's bigger than this.
Well, no.
Let's get real.
But do you think you could do it without?
Oh, sure.
A little bit.
Sure. I could be nicer. Yeah, of course. I really don't break my toys. You know, because then you can't play with them again.
Exactly.
It's naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yes.
But I can mess with your brain a little bit and just...
Make you think you're going to do that, huh?
Huh? It hurts when I laugh. What? Anyway, it's... A really just kind of high-tech nutcracker.
Ha ha!
And that's what I use it for.
Mm-hmm. Stainless steel.
Yeah. What did I use it for? Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, nipples.
It's machine-made.
Yes.
And you really could crack nuts with this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Literally, figuratively.
Yeah. Painfully.
Definitely painfully.
See, it won't...
See what?
No, it's not going to...
Oh, no, exactly. But, you know, you still...
Yeah, see? It won't go all the way.
Yeah, still.
He's cringing.
Yeah, he's not having any of it. I don't understand that. Don't I look like I'm very safe right now?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little pressure.
It's too bad this isn't TV, because that's really
pressure.
Quite a look on your face.
Yeah.
She, like you don't believe me.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't look convinced either.
Either?
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But, you know that whole saying about how a wounded tiger...
Merlin. What are you trying to say?
You know, when a creature is most wounded is when they're the most dangerous.
Well, I...
You've had a rough time recently.
I really have.
That's all I'm saying.
But you know what? I got to tell you, I had the best time in the hospital.
Oh, I mean,
other than, you
morphine
know what I mean? I had like the morphine
that.
Drip and stuff.
Ooh.
But I had some really interesting times in the hospital. And there are those that felt the same way about me.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend called the day after I left. She didn't know I had left.
Mm-hmm.
And she called my room, and one of the nurses answered. And so she said, is so-and-so-and-so there? And they went... No, the diva has left the building.
Ooh.
And they asked her, are you a friend of hers? And she said, yes. And they said, are you a diva too? She said, yes. I went, well, we are really glad you didn't come to visit her. And I kept asking my attendant, I said, was I that bad? I mean, I know I couldn't have been that bad. And I forgot, what the heck did she say?
I think she said only the 3 days that you quit smoking.
Oh, that'd do it.
There's something about being in pain, afraid, and a dominant. So when she said that, I went, oh, I guess I was bad, huh? Do you know what? There's some stupid people working in the hospital. Listen, I wasn't that drugged up. There was some dumb shit going on up in there, okay? I wanted to take out my IV and stab many people. I'm serious.
My ex tried that once.
They, you know, it's like they needed an IV to the brain or some really crazy stuff. It's dangerous being in a hospital.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Last time I was in, I was not with it for almost a week.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend Judy was there from morning till night. Which was a good thing, because she said, you were a different person in that hospital. You were belligerent. You were talking back to your own doctor. Something I never do. I have complete trust in my doctor. Every time they would come to bring you pills, you would make them explain what every single pill was for.
As you should.
Never do such a thing. There was one of them. I told him, don't even bring me no more. I'm not taking that pill.
He also doesn't remember two-thirds of the people who came to visit
him. No, I don't. I don't. I have no... Yeah, I don't.
Very, very dangerous.
It was.
But seriously dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the things that they had me hooked up to weren't working. And the nurse would say, now I've got a tube down my face pumping out my stomach, it's not working. The nurse goes, oh, there must not be anything on your stomach since nothing's coming out. Yeah, it was great. It was really great. Anyway, we are talking about relationships. Well, I guess that's relationships, the relationships I have with the retarded people.
I'm contemplating this.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Jimmy likes my toy. I'll be gentle. Oh, I'm sorry.
She forgets I know her.
Really? I'm a woman of my word.
I'm wondering where Stacy is. You know, he did tell me we're back on Saturday night.
I know.
Oh, Stacy would let me try anything.
Oh, yeah.
Just near, yeah.
But I tell you what, go on and do it to yourself. How about that?
What's the fun in that?
Okay, then I'll do it.
Oh, here
it's,
we go.
It's really very interesting. Okay, we are putting... There we are. Okay, we have a nut in place.
I think we do.
We have to move it up a little bit more.
Okay.
No, the back piece.
I don't think so, girlfriend.
Oh, come on. It also works with the head.
Hey, Paul, bring in the camera.
Okay. You know, this really ought to be TV. Okay. It's way too gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah, his eyeballs hasn't popped out yet.
I must be dead.
No, it's too wide open. You have to have a little bit of pressure.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay, I am sticking my testicle in this contraption.
Yes. Okay, hold it down in there.
Okay, you hold it down there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I can feel it.
But see, I'm being gentle. I'm not putting it all the way.
A little pressure.
See?
It is not uncomfortable.
Well, not now. How's that? Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
It's like sort of being bitten on two sides.
It's a nice feeling.
Yes.
And it's cold.
And if you put it in the freezer and it's like really cold.
Ooh.
Or, you know, hot water, soak it in hot water.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a pumping thing.
Yeah.
When I'm being nice.
When I
gave my word.
Yes.
And now, full throttle. This will give whole new meaning to the phrase balls to the walls.
Yes. It's really, it's almost like a miniature vice.
Yes.
Did you describe it to everybody?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, yes. Paul just took a picture of it.
Ah, yay! Are you going to put that up on myspace.com? Oh, wait a minute. You took a picture of me looking like this?
Actually, you know what? We could use a new picture for the opening page of KPFT.org.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't
yes.
it? Yes. Yes.
Well, I love this color blue,
thank
Jimmy.
You.
It's a teal.
Yes, yeah. It's a teal. It matches your
yes.
You want to explain everybody what the blue is?
My underwear.
Oh, okay. It's
not your teal color.
It matches Barbie's top.
Well, with the discussion, we weren't sure if we're talking about your balls or not.
No, blue.
Yeah. Oh, nice teal blue.
No.
Oh, great.
Well, there is that poor circulation that you can...
And they are shaved. They are shaved. I do shave.
The underwear?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that is so nice. I like that. I love the feel of shaved balls.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I knew I should have brought my little toy from last week here.
That was pleasant.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Every item can actually be made pleasant.
I can see where it can.
It all depends on the person on this side. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Look, I'm the producer of the show. She's not going to do anything bad to me.
He was more worried that I was going to do something to him. Mm. Okay.
You should try that. That was a nice feeling.
Okay.
He's scared. Okay. He's scared.
Later.
Anyway,
he's still young.
Oh.
But you know what? It was really interesting when I brought this out, the door, for a little innocent over here. He goes, oh, Miss Max, is this for CBT? I just want you to know I did ask myself, how the hell does he know what it's for?
That wasn't lost on me. I just thought, you know, I'd tell you that.
For the Republican insomniacs at home, CBT is cock ball torture.
Yes. Yes.
Remember, we have breeders out there that can't sleep at night.
And I know I don't look it, but I am a top. So.
Yes. CBT.
Yeah.
CBT. This could also be used for NT. Nipple torture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can't you just see a nice little...
Well, for someone with a substantial nipple, not mine.
Well, no.
Baby nipples.
Well, you know, and I started to bring, you know, this little, I'll bring them next time.
Work.
Most of, I have, you know, the shiny, regular S&M nipple clamps.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer those fabulous things that you can find at Ace Hardware.
The snake bite thing?
Oh, snake bites are fabulous.
Oh, okay.
The little yellow ones that the suction cups.
Yeah.
But they have one even a little bit more sophisticated, which is almost like the syringe, a large syringe on a needle.
Oh.
And they just really suck that stuff up. But I'm talking about clamps that you use to put things together. I'll bring them in next time. Can I borrow your nipple, please? Laura?
Yeah, it would be an interesting show to do one time. S&M at the hardware store.
Let me tell you. Yeah. It is fantastic. Most of my toys are perverted.
Or in the kitchen section.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've got a perfect sex toys from the 99-cent store.
See?
Okay.
Lovely little feather dusters that are not.
Her eyes have widened.
Yes, she's getting a reaction here.
We have an areola in the clamp.
In the nut cruncher.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you explain, can you tell us how it feels?
It hurts a bit, not too much.
Okay.
That's because I'm being nice.
I know.
I really am.
You're always very nice.
No, I'm not.
Wait a minute.
Well, my nipple in there, I'll say.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, don't tell that lie.
Yeah. That's not
there. That's the closest Jimmy's balls have gotten to a woman's chest in how many years?
It's been a few.
Well, I am honored.
Actually, the last time was New Year's Eve 3 years ago.
Oh, see, that's not that long ago.
In a hot tub.
You were in a hot tub with a woman 3 years ago?
It was a bisexual...
hot tub?
New Year's Eve party. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool. I want to get in a hot... You mentioned hot tub. I have not...
This actually
sounds really fucked up.
It was a two-person hot tub, and we had six people in it.
Okay. Mm. But I have not had a bath in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Doesn't that sound terrible?
Actually,
as it started coming out of my mouth, I went, whoa.
She is telling the world this.
No, seriously, I would love to get it. I have to shower and everything, but to soak in a hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
Tub?
Yeah. Yeah. After being in the hospital for a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to go for a swim. I want to sit in a steam room.
Yeah. You want to do all of those things.
I cannot do that.
I know.
And I'm not happy about it.
No. No.
I feel like, do you remember Private Benjamin?
Mm-hmm.
When she was just going through all the things and all she could say was, I want to go to lunch.
And where are the yachts?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not really familiar with the yachts.
Yeah,
but lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's calling.
But the first day you can get in the shower and wash your hair and just, you know, it's just you're another new person
after that. I mean, I love baths. I love bubble baths. I love being bathed.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the
feet worked on and
you know, hanging one leg over the side of the tub and having some slave to my feet. I need to stop doing this to myself right now.
Because you're going to go home and
you're
going to go home and it ain't going to happen.
Oh my goodness. This has been interesting.
Oh my.
So any
must be an interesting call he's got there.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So, anyway, we're talking about relationships.
Oh, that's where we were.
So we were talking about that.
Yeah.
I think that it's, I think I've watched it change in time, over time. I think it's a lot different now. I don't know if the internet has been a blessing or a curse.
Oh, I think it's been a blessing, yeah. Because
really?
Yeah. I think it's opened it more up. For a very long time, gay people and kinky people were the only ones who really created their own relationships. Everybody else, you know, went the marriage and this is, you know, what a man does, this is what a woman does, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, that's BS.
Mm-hmm,
and the world
doesn't
even operate that way anymore. For example, I've been together with my lover for 28 years and we have never lived together. We are two very independent people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He goes to bed at 10 o'clock every night. I go to bed at 3 or 4. He likes it perfectly dark and quiet to go to sleep. I could sleep standing up in Main Street in high noon.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just, we would last maybe 6 months if we lived together. But it's lasted 28 years because the time we spend together is good quality time. It's not fighting over who left the cap off the toothpaste, you know, and all of that kind of. We don't have to deal with that crap.
So you think familiarity breeds contempt?
No, I don't, because I have lived with a lover and it worked out great too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Stanley and I are almost complete opposites, and so we would have a lot more problems living together.
Mm-hmm. I think for me that would happen for sure in a vanilla relationship.
Oh yeah,
but
and Stanley is vanilla.
So I'm not,
totally,
I have no interest
totally
in vanilla, other than Haagen-Dazs, and that gives me severe gas.
Oh, Bluebell, Bluebell, Bluebell.
Yeah.
Homemade vanilla. Mm.
But also when you're looking at finding a relationship within a BDSM lifestyle, it's a very narrow field of choice.
Oh, yeah.
Very narrow, even more narrow than a gay person or lesbian person would find. And so I've lost out on relationships with vanilla men because they had no interest in the lifestyle, amazingly. And I've lost, it's just been very difficult to find quality and compatibility within the BDSM lifestyle. It just depends. Some people come in and find a partner right away and it works, and others sample a little bit here and there and wait.
Well,
was that Jerry Falwell on the line or something?
Oh, no. it was a guy who called in, and he and the girl he was with all of a sudden heard the demonstration of the toy of the month.
Yes.
And he was like, what? And so I had to explain, you know, it's a commercial, it's a food grade nutcracker for pecans and walnuts. And, you know, if you check your restaurant supplies, you'll find something like that. And it was just, you know, the description of that, and, you know, freezing it and warming it, it was like, they were like, So, now that was James. He was calling in just going, what in the hell am I listening to?
Yep, that's what you were listening to.
Yeah, for those of you, you know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, you heard music with a constantly in the background, that kind of music, probably. You know, this is different. We're Queer Radio with Attitude.
Yes.
And when Mistress Max is here, there's always a toy of the month.
And I just had my testicle in a nutcracker.
Well, a nutcracker?
We should have saved that for the December show. I could have played the nutcracker suite in the back.
I have quite a collection of nutcrackers.
I'll bet you do.
We'll get a bunch of volunteers together, and we'll just play the nutcracker suite in the background.
There you go.
That is wonderful. What a great photo that would be.
Like
that.
Yes.
I could do Wicked Santa. Yeah. This will work. Isn't that your birthday, too? Your birthday is January
13th, yes.
Okay. That's all right.
What you were saying about relationships, I guess it's not everybody can be a Whitney, you know, and have her vanilla husband and her kinky side separate.
Whitney? Oh, who Whitney? My Whitney?
Your name Houston.
Our Whitney. Whitney.
Okay. No, we're not talking about her, are we?
Mm-mm.
Gosh.
She's got the freak on both sides.
Please. Anyway, yeah.
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 Yeah. See, because Jim was a whole lot kinkier than me, too. So, you know, I knew him in his vanilla years when he was married to a woman and went from all the way fat to bisexual and kinky.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can have a relationship and that, you know, you can, if you're willing to share that part.
Right.
That part.
Right.
Realize that. That's not your part, but you love that person for other reasons,
and
let that person have their freedom for their kinky side.
That's hard for some people to do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is. I have never, ever been jealous. because I know that the relationship is about two people and who they come home to.
Bottom line.
Yeah. And I never wanted anyone to own my dick.
You know? I'm like, yeah, go ahead out there.
So
and if it's something really hot, can you bring it back home?
Exactly.
Please?
Yes.
I'd like to
and
watch.
And if you learn something yes. good, will you yes. show me how to do
that's
it?
That's right. You know, if I you don't want me to participate, let me watch. You know, mm-hmm. that's fun, too.
Yeah.
Doggy bags are not just for restaurants anymore.
Okay. I mean, that's what kind of keeps things interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That whole jealousy, I don't want you to have anybody else
please.
But me, is why people are... A lot of people are very frustrated.
That's so teenage.
And unhappy.
You know?
Oh, that's not even teenage. That's just freaking unhealthy. Codependent.
Well, yeah.
Insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
You know? Because voyeurism is one of my favorite fetishes.
Oh, yeah.
I love to watch. Don't you? Oh, that's right. You guys are just listening. But don't you like to watch sometimes?
Hell yeah. I bet they do. I bet they do. Of course they do, or there wouldn't be a porn industry.
A multi-gazillion dollar
yes.
industry.
Yes. And if you don't think that
and
is
Viagra
watching...
Viagra would not be the number one drug in the world.
Right. Right. Right.
But I tell men that I love including another woman. That's one of my favorite things to do, to have a man and two women.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'd be very interested in having two couples. Like
yeah.
another couple that if this fella and I were together, a couple that we liked and respected and trusted. And they get scared and run away.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even guys who are on the more adult friend finder or even alt.com or callerme.com, I've had actually more luck with Yahoo Personals.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I've had lousy luck there.
Well, the people there are more respectful, and there's less arrogance, and they're not the internet dom wannabes.
Yeah.
Mm, well, okay. then
maybe
that's just
it.
Your experience, mm-hmm. because it's not mine. If it weren't for a couple of friends that I do like to chat with sometimes at work, I would get rid of that crap, because if one more lunatic just pops up in the middle of my daggone computer,
mm-hmm.
talking about, I want to be your slave mistress,
mm-hmm.
and you live in Botswana. You know?
Yeah,
it's really aggravating.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
All the guys who want blowjobs are another town, you know? They're never in Houston.
Oh, well, you know what? I can send them to you. Because
okay.
I get a lot of that.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they want to give me blowjobs. And, you know, the body worship thing is not,
yeah.
you know what I mean? That doesn't...
That doesn't do it for
that
you.
That doesn't work for me unless it's with those that belong to me.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, my attitude is I have thousands of dollars worth of clothes. I have no intentions of taking them off. I did not study long and hard just to bend over.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha.
So, anyway.
That was fun.
That, yeah, but you didn't get it like that.
No.
How does that sound out there? Hey, James.
Ouch.
But it really is, it is cool when it's
yeah.
cold.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's all metal. No plastic
I wish I could
parts.
Fit a clit in there.
I guess it depends on the clit.
Yeah, it does depend
some
on the clit.
Some are big enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish mine were really big.
Me too.
Ooh.
Well, they say you...
All men feel that way. I don't care if they have a 9-inch dick. They want it bigger.
I just think it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Well.
You know, but that's okay. I'll get over it.
I'm sure it has served you well over the years.
Yes, she has. And why do they call it a boy in a boat?
Boy in a Boat?
Boy in the Boat. I have to look that up. You've never heard that song?
No. Well, I'm gay. You know, why would
I do you?
But you've been around.
But I have been around, yes. Actually, I've had sex with more women than a lot of my straight friends.
You have what?
I've had sex with more women than a lot of my straight friends.
Okay.
Well, there was a time.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. Anyway, I sure hope I'm feeling a lot better next month.
I don't know. You're doing pretty, you know, over the air, you're doing pretty well tonight, honey.
All righty. I'm really glad to be back on Saturday night.
Yes. And I'm glad that we have rearranged our schedule so that we can give you extra time if you need it.
Great. But it's not going to be this morning.
No, it isn't. And you're ready to sign out, I can tell.
I'm really hurting pretty bad here.
Okay.
But,
okay. We'll let you off the hook for this month.
Great.
I'm just surprised that you showed up at all after, you know, surgery and all of that.
Well, I wasn't here last month.
I know, but that was...
And I have a need to not be forgotten.
Oh, like anyone can forget you. Please.
But I do...
You know, of all the people that have headed up the leather line, and there's been... about a dozen over the years.
Wow.
You're probably the most well-known.
All right.
Because
yay!
You're so out there. You know, you are so out there and enthusiastic, and you've got good ideas. You bring toys of the month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Great yes, smile.
Mm-hmm. This should be TV.
Luscious yeah. lips.
All right, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give you the $5 later. All right, you are listening to KPFT, radio that listens to you.
Yes, it does.
And nobody wanted to call. Nobody even picked up the phone and said, oh, gee, Mr. Smacks, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better. But you know what? I put on my live journal this morning. You know, I said, you know, I'm sitting here recuperating. Don't you feel sorry for me? Well, then send me some flowers. 4 hours later.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I got some flowers.
Well, how nice.
You know, so I went back and said, thank you. That was really sweet. Now, about that round trip ticket to London. It really does hurt when I laugh, so. Okay, so pick up the phone and call in and start some arguments or something. Speaking of Jerry Falwell, you think I could get him on the show?
Oh, yeah, right.
What do you think? Do you know what? I would love to have a debate with a preacher or something.
You'd be good at it. You would.
I
be
would
good.
Just love that.
But when Focus on the Family came down here, we gave them an open invitation to show up at the show.
Yeah, we did. And then, of course, they didn't.
But, you know, we did get to interview them there.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did.
They did a story on Jerry on TV the other day.
No.
Apparently the old... pizza.
Yes.
Has
you know, you have to get closer to a microphone, honey.
I thought you were going to say he's recently turned gay.
Hey,
they've improved these microphones. You can hear stuff from clean down the hall.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah, because Big Roy's got a big mouth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We don't call him Darth Faggot for nothing.
So, what about Falwell Quick?
He was on TV the other day. One of those damned news program, nighttime news shows, you know, was talking about his illustrious career, making a fool out of himself.
Well, yeah.
And the fact that he apparently recently turned 70 or something like that. That's good, because he doesn't look a day past 75.
Ooh.
Well, like the one comedian said when Prince Charles's birthday card to his queen mom. We send a birthday card out to Jerry Falwell. Happy 70th, and only one more.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's good.
I wish those people would stop trying to legislate everybody's morality.
I know.
Yeah, that's getting really bad. I'm working on a website called Silence Will Not Save You. Silence will not protect you.
Good idea.
I'm not quite sure how many sessions I'll get from it, but Yeah, you will, you know, have a drive to get my bail up, will you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not a problem.
So, yeah, I'm going to launch that in, hopefully in a couple of weeks. So you can go to www.maxrules.com.
How do you spell that?
M-A-X-R-U-L-Z, as in zebra, .com. And there'll be a link on there. And I'm also going to have a guest book because I'll be interested in people's response to some of the things that I'm going to have on there. And it really is going to be
cool.
Different.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I got mad and had some things to say. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say good morning, and I'm going to carry my happy ass back home and lie it down on the sofa. So everyone take care of yourselves and be at least halfway decent to each other. Be safe and well. Mistress Max rules out.
Excuse me, can I have your attention, please? Hey, kids, tired of getting beat up every day after school. Send me before school in the hall and lunch after school. They wait for you after classes and smash your glasses into 18 pieces. Rub your face in dog feces. Spit food in your face in the cafeteria. Fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking. The whole crowd goes in hysteria. In the hall, they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom, they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet. Hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field. Drag you naked from a speeding automobile. And all because you're queer. That's right, queer. You heard the magic word. As every adult, public and fair, they assure you you're not a pervert and you can be cured. Well, if that doesn't work, then to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning or confused. While they keep pestering, there's gotta be something to choose. And the pressure gets festering so you can't stand it, you lit a fuse. While they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse. Like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Like you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality. As it's faster or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally. Just run away, cause I'm having a fool. And you never have to take another day. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see the face again. Just run away to the hobby milk fool. And you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna say then sue every last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job. That says you're the problem for food, the slime with this pursuit. And the hard cop for our brain. On the bottom outside, what's the bottom of your remains? Make a kebab of your cranium. You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes a folder and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go, and why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now, they'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag, and if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much. You say I'm touched, and thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the clutch, but I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restless below, and do you mind if I exit through your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they discover me and start chasing. I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna stay, then sue every last one of them. So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life. Carve the red faggot into your stomach with a pocket knife. You go to the counselor, show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up your shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say thanks a lot if you're a safer jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. So the kids boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school, and all the administrators can talk about his immunity values. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, and if you're gonna save, then sue every last one of them. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules, just leave this place and you'll never see the face again. Just run away to the hobby milk school, and you never have to take another day of the cruelty. The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna say that, then sue him and ask one of them. That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police. Sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean. Sue them all, make them pay.
I knew what
Luis Fernando. I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I can hear the distant drums, the sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closing up, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. And none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry.
It's beautiful.
And you're gonna
take away my
What's the last minute replacement because Jimmy walked in the room?
He was going to play something else. What were you going to play?
Why do you sound so different?
Because you don't have me on.
Oh, you're on two now. Okay.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah,
thank you.
We were just down a little low. I wanted to play Como Te Gusta Mi Pinga.
Oh, yeah.
Como Te Gusta Mi Pinga. And I sat here, I told Merlin, I said,
that doesn't have to be big.
If Jimmy doesn't come in here, I can play the song.
Another 15 seconds and the song would have been played.
So
you would have commandeered their station.
Yes, well,
yeah.
I think it would have been okay. We wouldn't have been killed, but hey.
Yeah. It's not a dirty song. It's happy song.
Have you ever noticed that on TV, you know, we hear about these immigration things and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But have you noticed that somebody can swear in any language but English, and darn it, if it doesn't make it past the censors, but you do it in English, and oh, mother goddess, help us.
Oh, yeah.
The world is coming to an end. All of the nine planets are colliding. Oh, my.
Must be like it doesn't sound as suave, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. 10 planets. They've just proven there's a 10th planet
out
there.
Yes.
Yes. Right, let me just go through the music we just got through playing. That was from the Trick soundtrack, Dreamweaver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before that, you have it on the playlist, which is posted on myspace.com/afterhourskpft.
Yeah, I just had to. I had something extra in there. I hit the paste button a couple of twice. Before that was the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I actually played choral music.
I know.
It was weird. I just grabbed, you know, I don't know.
That's my favorite that they do.
Well, you know, I guess that's in honor of the one guy from ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the B, not the A.
Bjorn?
Benny?
Did one of the
one of the guys
drop dead or something? Or?
No, he's being asked for a whole lot of money from the revenue service over in whatever.
Why is it that so many people have a hard time paying those bills?
Well, they expect someone else to pay it. Before that was Frustrated Housewives.
Ah, yes.
Now that we got the other bag back. Mm-hmm. We went through some of the music we haven't heard in a while.
Yes.
I know what boys like.
And Frustrated Housewives is now reduced to the original guy who put it together. And he is now living in Austin.
Ah.
So yes. He's a frustrated housewife?
Yes.
As opposed to wives?
There you go.
I see.
I forgot I need to title this. And before that was Another Day of Cruelty by Scott Free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we used to round out.
And that's a wonderful song for to round out Mistress Max. Another Day of Cruelty.
But, once again, if you go to our After Hours space on MySpace, just type one thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the links are there. I just got to make sure I save it well this time. But no, there is links to Mistress Max on there. There is links to all but one of the artists. I couldn't find one for Trick.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's so old, they don't have one part there.
Okay.
But same thing with last week. You can click on it. You can go to the artist and find out more about them.
I vaguely remember that being a cute movie.
trying to fast forward through it. I kept waiting for the sex to happen. I don't remember.
It didn't.
It never happened.
No, it didn't.
They go through that entire movie trying to get laid. And
they never
do.
Yeah. Yeah, with Trick, call it tease.
Yeah, but Jared looks so cute in that tiny little cowboy hat.
Right.
You know, like we mentioned before, there, you know, the word sodomy just kind of hit a lot this past week on the news.
Did it now?
Yeah, the story came out of northeast of here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple people mentioned it on Lone Star Activist, and you know, even the Daily Rotten has a thing in there. They call it sodomy pipe rape.
What?
What happened was there was this party, and a 16-year-old Hispanic teenager.
Male or female?
Male.
Okay.
Supposedly tried to kiss a 12-year-old girl.
Ooh.
And the 17- and 18-year-old Anglo boys didn't take kindly to it.
Mm-hmm.
Took him outside. Beat the hell out of them, and then took part of a PVC pipe that's used to hold up a patio umbrella.
Oh, no.
And inserted it, and everyone kept calling it sodomy. And, you know, the reason for calling it sodomy, like I said before, is because, you know, Bill Baeza can't stay on the 10 o'clock news. They shoved a PVC pipe up some kid's ass.
Yeah.
So they used this term sodomy, and then everyone...
Or that he had been sodomized.
Sodomized, yeah.
By a PVC pipe.
And, you know, these guys, you know, and they mention, you know, they've used this term, and some people were like, oh my God, they're saying sodomy's illegal again.
Not what?
That's what somebody was taking it as on LSA. The original posting was, you know, they're now calling it assault.
Yes. Well, I think if somebody shoves a PVC up your butt, it would be illegal.
Yeah, we're not talking about, like I said, you know, we're not talking
unless
about
you wanted
this was
them
not
to.
Consensual sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the fact that they decided to use his head for a rugby ball would preclude this being a voluntary.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean that's the point of it is the fact. I got to step in and let you know, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fact is, you know, sodomy, in the term that they were using, is not the happy, consensual, slightly painful thing that we consider in our community.
Actually, well, what we consider in our community, and unfortunately, over the years, sodomy has been used for any sex act that isn't male-female missionary position.
Yeah.
So they've really muddied the water on what sodomy really is.
Yeah.
Well, these two guys look like the stars of the Dean's List here.
Mm.
Yeah, they look like a couple of poster childs for the American Nazi youth group.
What, they were, other teens have described them as troublemakers and skinheads, quote-unquote.
Now, I'll say this, that while they were doing all this to that boy, they were shouting racial slurs at him. So it may be upgraded to a hate crime.
Was
however,
this, well, let me ask you something. This girl that this guy tried to kiss, was she an Anglo girl?
I don't see. All I see on here was a 12-year-old girl, but I'm going to assume that it probably was an Anglo girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the attackers. I mean, while the PVC pipe was in, they kicked it. They slashed his chest, hurled ethnic slurs. The problem is, it also sounds kind of vaguely familiar or something. He was left for 10 hours in the yard before finally someone got some help.
You're kidding.
No.
No.
They're not sure if he's going to be...
okay or not.
And if he's going to live.
Oh, God.
If he dies, they won't invoke the hate crime because it automatically gets kicked all the way up to the top of the list of a Class A felony.
No. The hate crime just affects him when they do the charging.
Right.
Right now, they are looking at...
Does this happen at someone's home?
At someone's home. The last time what they were talking about is if the victim does die, they are looking. Oh, he's charged with aggravated sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they're charged with. If he dies, they are talking about capital murder.
And what about the homeowner? If this boy was left for 10 hours in the backyard...
Apparently the father of one of these little characters got on the news, made a statement to one of the news stations and apologizing profusely for the actions of his jackass son.
Yeah, of course, he doesn't want him to go to jail.
Jackass son who, they apparently don't speak to each other, so.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, yeah, yes. It doesn't say about the owner of the property. I will say this much. By what high school they're talking about, you're looking at middle class students.
Mm-hmm.
Where
did this happen?
Well, it's going to be in Northwest Harris County.
Oh, it's here in Houston.
It's here in Houston. It's Northwest Harris County because it's Klein Collins High School.
Uh-huh.
Is where the students go to.
And this boy did not have one friend there that would have called the police?
Apparently not.
You don't know, you know, with who he went with and... but like I said, I mean, they're talking about the fact that this could... before his dad, and you know, neighbors are scared of these kids. One guy was reported to answer his door with a gun in his hand because this guy, because one of the kids could be out on bail.
Oh, brother.
So,
Jimmy?
Yes.
Did you ever hear about that story in New York about the woman who was stabbed to death? 17 times, and nobody heard her scream. Despite the fact that she was,
well, that's
she died. She died feet away from the apartment building she lived in. People can do an amazing job of ignoring what's happening when they don't want to get involved.
Well, I think it's time that they were taken to task for that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of how they're I don't understand is her saying of putting it under a. You know, the fact they're charging him with sexual assault. I mean, technically, yeah, one of the things that they did was 2101,
mm-hmm.
which is deviant sexual intercourse.
Okay.
Which is still in the books, which means you using a device on somebody else.
But when they don't want you to.
Well, no, even if you do use it.
Oh.
If... Technically, it is still against the law in the state of Texas.
To use a dildo.
Not for you to use a dildo. If someone uses a dildo on you, the law's been broken. If, you know, a lesbian uses a strap-on, or a woman uses a strap-on.
Oh, brother.
That's still on the books. That's 2101. Deviant sexual intercourse.
But that's never.
So the 2003 ruling didn't cover that?
No.
That just covered 2106.
Yes, and actually what it covered was, it wasn't that it covered 2106 specifically. What happened was that, anal intercourse was forbidden for same-sex partners, but okay for opposite-sex partners. And what the Lawrence versus Texas went for was that inequity. And that's how it got...
The right of privacy.
Yes, that's how it got thrown out.
So, yeah, and I mean, 2106 was not sodomy. 2106 hadn't been called, you know, sodomy being against the law since 1979.
Yeah, that was the latest one, and there was laws before that.
And then they took sodomy off the books, but the governor at the time said, I ain't gonna sign no penal code that doesn't have a law against maggots.
Yeah.
And so they made this Class C misdemeanor for homosexual conduct.
Yes.
You know... I'm just sort of sitting here watching these stories go by on the thing.
The Daily Rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sort of like, God, the world is full of stupid people.
Well, you know, one thing that's always kind of I've always wondered about was regarding the sodomy and these sodomy statues and where that whole thing originated, the term and all this.
Yes.
But wasn't there two cities? Wasn't there a Gomorrah as well?
I've never been Gomorrahed.
yeah, but you see, the thing is that...
But I have been sodomized.
well, see, Gomorrah was supposedly the straight folks.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Well, I think the reason with the sodomy, I mean, they were basically, if I remember anything of my religion, but, you know, I'm Roman Catholic, so I didn't have to study.
That's right. They don't require you to read the Bible.
Hey,
yeah.
The priest isn't married. We expect a book report out of him every week. But Sodom and Gomorrah were basically twin cities, mm-hmm. you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul
there
sort of situation. And
only with more sand.
Budapest.
Yeah. The events that caused the cities to be destroyed took place in the city of Sodom. Which was basically the actual scriptures. Two strangers came to town. A guy met them at the gate, said, please, you know, the inn is closed. You can come and stay at my home. A bunch of people came to the door and said, we want to know these people. And, of course, because translating from Aramaic to Greek to Latin, this I want to know these people came into I want to do them.
Which may or may not be.
May or may not have been the case.
Yes.
And the guy said, no, please, I've invited these strangers into my home. I must protect them.
Take my virgin daughters instead.
Yeah, take my daughters, please. And because the crowd, no, insisted, dragged the guys out, you know, God decided to bitch slap the city.
If you want to get really technical, the reason for the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah was a lack of charitable behavior.
A lack of hospitality.
A lack of hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Not because boy one was doing boy two or trying to do boy two or whatever.
Yeah. Basically, you know, there was around the city, and, you know, there was no sign that said all entries in the rear.
There you go.
I love using those modern signs in biblical times.
Gotcha.
Like last week I was in a part of a group, they were talking about spirituality and sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were some people were uncomfortable talking about it. And, you know, we were discussing back and forth some of the stuff. And, you know, the one who talks the most in the New Testament about against homosexuality is Paul, who never met Jesus.
What do you know?
You know, he's walking down the street. He saw the help wanted sign around Judas's neck and said, hey, I'll apply for the job.
Uh-huh.
And he changed names. I wonder if he had the proper social security number to change names for that job. He went from Saul to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Never met the guy.
You know, there's evidence for cars in the Bible.
What?
Yeah. Jesus. It says right there in the Bible that Jesus and his apostles were in one accord.
Bobby, we are going to string you.
Lord.
I thought I would come up with some bad ones.
Yeah, well, you know. I grew up long before I was pagan, I grew up in a Roman Catholic family.
Yeah,
what can I say? And I roamed right out of that religion several years ago.
I'm going to throw this out because it's an interesting little topic I found out. Little trivia question I just found
out.
This, and since we don't have any giveaways to do on this show, we've got a great giveaway answer. The Elton John song, Philadelphia Freedom.
Yes.
Do you know who inspired the song?
No.
I have no idea.
No clue.
Billie Jean King.
Why?
Why?
Because that was the name of her tennis team.
Philadelphia Freedom?
At some point in her career, they started up this World Tennis Association. Mm-hmm. There was the Golden Gators, and the Philadelphia team was the Philadelphia Freedom. And she was friends with Elton John.
Wow.
And he wrote a song for her. And there was a documentary on her this past week on HBO. And Elton made a comment, said, thank God she wasn't playing for Boston, because I'd have to make a song called The Boston Lobsters. I guess it was Lobsters.
Hey, Chris, did you hear that Tony Snow is the president's new press secretary?
Yeah.
That means you really are going to be getting a snow job out of Washington.
It was about time. I mean,
I knew that was coming. I saw that come.
But, you know, I mean, it's about time that, you know, Fox News just completely moves into the press corps.
Did you see the look on McClellan's face as it, he had that look on his face with the smile from ear to ear that said, thank good God Almighty, I'm out of here.
If he wasn't a Republican, he was quoting Martin Luther King.
Oh my God, that man had all the marks of a guy who was ready to run for the gate.
He was just all lied out. You know.
Here's something I bet you didn't know.
I knew that was coming.
Dwayne Bradley.
What?
Brought this out to me.
Yeah.
Is that McClellan? Is Carolyn?
Carol Keaton, Rylander.
Son.
Yada, son. Yeah.
Carolyn Keaton, Stayhorn's son.
The,
McClellan.
Comptroller of the,
Dwayne Texas. Dwayne wants to become governor.
The much married.
The one who wants Carolyn Keaton Strayhorn. I can't even say her name right.
Yeah, Carolyn Keaton, she's the controller of the Texas economy.
Oh.
Right.
She's the one that when the way under Texas law works, when the legislature does that occasional thing of doing their job,
mm-hmm.
and they create a budget.
Yes.
And, you know, Governor Perry pulls out his rubber stamp and goes,
mm-hmm.
It goes to her, and she looks at it, and she goes,
I don't think so.
This ain't going to work. Take it back. And she actually has the ultimate veto over it, saying, you know, this ain't going to cut it. And she's running for governor this year as an independent.
And
Scott McClellan is her son. Dwayne Bradley brought that up to me.
Wow. And, you know.
So it may be.
You got to love
him. He may have been leaving the White House to work on her campaign for all I know.
Well,
you got to love a Republican who's willing to admit she's been married 3 times.
Yeah.
And divorced.
She must be long in the tooth.
Yeah, she kind of looks like it.
Ozzy just looked at me and shook his head.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to something.
She's sort of, I don't know. She's got that.
You don't like that phrase?
What? She does
long in the tooth.
Mm. She's kind of wonky.
Yeah.
She has that big hair. She has that Texas big hair.
Well, duh.
You know.
She's in politics in Texas.
Yeah.
Who's got bigger hair? Her and Richards.
I think Rylander. I think McClellan and Rylander, or whatever her name.
Wait.
I hate when I spell things back.
Yeah, and Richards had some pretty big hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Of course, she's not as young as she never seemed to be.
Why, well, all of a sudden, I feel like I need to pull out the song Wig in a Box?
Poor dear. I wonder how she's
that
doing.
That would be
she
perfect
has,
right
she,
now, wouldn't
she
it?
Has cancer.
Do we have any MBBs?
No, I didn't know that. We did not get an MBB letter that I know of.
Okay, I know there's MBBs out there listening. We're back on Saturday nights. Right.
We're making them dizzy.
Roy?
Yes?
If they don't know we're on Saturday night, like you just informed them,
they didn't.
They're not going to be listening.
Well, you know how that is.
You hear that sound, Roy? That was the plane going right over your head.
I know. They usually do.
Yeah,
I'm only going to worry if they hit my head.
Ellen picked up a couple more daytime Emmys.
Oh, good for her.
And the daytime Emmys were the other night, last night or something.
And Rosie's moving to The View.
Which is wrong. They should have. Somebody from CBS should have moved over to The View.
I have a hard time seeing her as a share. I mean, she seems like she does seem like a sweet, nice, kind of cool lesbian. But
no.
I don't see her. Yeah, I don't see her sharing well, and she's got to compete with what, 4 other people?
Yeah,
Star Jones,
a
formerly married woman,
Joan Behar, Joy Behar. I mean, can you see those two on the same stage?
Well,
two female stand-up comedians on the same stage?
You gotta have somebody like Rosie to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, tell them. Yeah, right.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, Meredith brought in that newsworthiness to it, you know, and I'm not sure where on the panel they're gonna. I mean, that her role is probably gonna have to take over by Star.
And where do they keep getting these 20-something Republican girls to fill that space? I mean,
The same way that one guy does, that one Republican did, escort service.
Well, you know, Chris, over there in Washington, those Republican congressmen in the Senate and the House, they don't use bookmarks anymore. They just bend over the pages.
You know, that joke is as old as, you know, speaking of the person who caused that joke, Barney Frank was on TV, was on Real Time with Bill Maher last night.
Was he now?
Yeah, him with Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh.
That was a bitch fight.
Boy, I'll bet. I'll bet.
I mean, Ian was just, you know.
You know, the fabulous thing about being over 50, apparently, is that
and both
queer,
of them are well over 50.
You have the amazing ability to say whatever the frell you want and get away with it.
Yeah.
Not so, Bobby. I got plenty of people to keep me in line over here, let me tell you.
You're a special case.
Very, very, very special.
Enough said.
Sort of like
the short bus.
Hold on. Let me dedicate the first part of Doll to you. I rode the little bus. he rode the little bus,
you know,
when it was a horse drawn.
I do have to say,
yes,
that having grown up identified as disabled. And having had to have ridden a short bus,
yes,
I get there is a point at which I do get offended by those jokes.
Yes,
because
I can imagine.
I used to get on those buses because I couldn't climb on the big buses.
Yeah,
my
used
younger
to drive me crazy.
My younger brother rode it for about a month there when he had surgery.
Mm.
I teased his son, saying, you're going to be on a little yellow bus. He had a shirt that says, little yellow bus ride. Future little yellow bus rider. His mother doesn't think it's funny.
I'll bet not.
Gay incest comes to Fox.
Gay
what?
Incest.
May 4th, the season series finale of That 70s Show will feature a gay couple.
Played by Barry Williams and Christopher Knight.
Oh, my God.
Of
Greg and Peter Brady.
Oh, that's playing.
They'll do anything to get on TV, huh?
Christopher Knight's got a good career now.
Oh, doing what?
Well, he was on the last Surreal Life.
Oh.
Then he got a spinoff from that because he started hooking up with a supermodel.
Mm.
That was 20 years younger than him.
Mm. Aren't they all?
He is now. He now has a infomercial. He does for one of those.
And this is how he gets on TV.
Well, it's for a fitness device. One of those things that looks like an army cot that, you know, folds up so you can basically self-fillate. It's hinged. It's hinged in the...
So much wrong with that statement.
It's like...
Not a lot.
It's hinged in the middle.
Yes.
And you lay in it and you hinge it where you bring your, you know, where you throw your ankles behind your ears. And he's doing an infomercial for this. Because, you know, for however old the guy is...
Hey, I don't need
one
of those.
He doesn't look bad.
No.
He's very well muscular. Mm-hmm.
I don't need one of those devices.
Everybody loves a muscle boy.
I can do that without the device. Thank you very much. Anyhow, I knew long, because I was watching, you know, like Brady Bunch basically died when I was, what, 2? Even when I was a little kid, before I was even a teenager, I knew one thing. I knew I wanted to do the middle Brady boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Even back then, I had a thing for, what's his name?
Christopher Knight.
Yeah. What was...
Peter.
Peter, yes.
We knew you were into Peter at an early age.
Exactly. The curly hair just did it for me.
Mm.
Oh, for you, it was when we had to sing that song, When It's Time to Change.
And an awful lot of us knew that Mr. Brady wasn't quite as straight as he portrayed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Marlene Matlin
there were
is...
a lot of... Marlene Matlin
is joining the cast of The L Word.
Wow.
Okay, I have to say it. Then this is right.
Stop.
It's like, why?
Stop.
not. It's sign language could be good for lesbians.
I'm sorry. It's that, you know, why do they only do it with one hand? Because they have to moan with the other.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I had to go there.
I guess you did.
Actually, you need both hands to sign orgasm.
You get a free pass because of the
probably,
the,
yeah.
It is little bus jokes. You get a free pass on that.
Thanks.
No, that's the sign for orgasm.
Is it now?
You know, I learned that on the I learned
I
that on the
air.
On the March on Washington. I forget. I think it was Leah Delaria was on stage, and they had the person interpreting for the deaf. And she was going, you know what's so great? Everything I say, she's got a sign. So she started just screaming in the microphone, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And this poor woman in front of the stage of, you know, a million people is sitting there. And basically, it's if you take your hands and you hold them flat,
mm-hmm.
and you let your middle finger dip down.
Yes.
And you point at your head and you point at your crotch.
Yes.
Because that's where orgasm is from, is your mind from your head and your crotch. And you just kind of shake your fingers. That's the sign for orgasm.
So I see.
This poor woman on C-SPAN in front of a million people is signing this because Leah Delaria told her to.
Oh, oh my God.
And shortly thereafter is seeking therapy.
Was this before or after Leah Delaria made the comment about what she wanted to do to the First Lady?
What was her comment?
I think this was the second one when she said...
Did you have you to know. Think about it, Roy?
No, I think it was the one, yeah, where she wanted to do Hillary.
Yeah.
Because it was in her comedy routine saying she's changed her mind. She rather
she said,
do Chelsea.
What she said is, for once we've got a First Lady, you can FCC.
Marley, wait, Marley Matlin is only 40?
Wow.
Wow.
She,
Oh, sorry.
I'm just sort of... I wish... And again, this is going to be a, because I guess because of my so-called disability statement.
Mm-hmm.
But it drives me crazy that there aren't more characters out there who, you know, they allow to play parts and you know just deal with the fact that they have some disability, some challenge.
Yeah.
The you know what I didn't know? CSI.
Yeah.
The doctor
guy actually has lost his leg.
I didn't know that he was actually.
He's not a faker like Laura Ann is.
Yeah. I mean, I saw him on one of the.
Which
awards.
CSI?
The original?
The one with the gray-headed guy as the
autopsy?
Las Vegas?
No. Yeah, Las Vegas.
The guy that.
The autopsy doctor.
Yeah.
He actually he lost part of his leg in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was on. I saw him on stage at one of the award shows, mm-hmm. and he walked up there on crutches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's actually, I mean that the old show.
What was that?
Highlander.
Uh huh.
The one guy who was
a watcher.
He was missing limbs. You know, Laura Ines isn't now. She's. I just happened to flip over and see she's getting rid of that.
What?
On ER, the one doctor who walked with a crutch.
Yes.
Well, she's actually not disabled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now they supposedly. I don't watch the show, but I flipped through and apparently, you know.
She's been cured.
Yeah, they had some miracle surgery, and she did it. And you know, she walks through the ER. She was because there was this. Previously on ER, and they go, but you know, this crutch defines me. People won't know what to do with me. And then she walked through it without a crutch, and no one noticed a thing.
Oh.
Highlander was such a great series.
Yes, it was.
Until they cut his hair, and he cut Richie's head off.
Yeah, you're right.
It's about time I got some head from Richie.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying for years. That you see, that would have been a lovely little thing going on between those two.
Yeah.
Dude, they were.
My
hot.
God, I mean, they used Queen there as their opening.
There you go. I mean, born to be kings, princesses of the universe.
Did anybody read The Voice this week?
No. Yes.
How about Cheryl Swoops' new club?
Her alternative. Nightclub?
Yes.
Alternative
I didn't hear a thing about it.
On Leland. Just very close to the Comets. 2020 Leland, I believe, is the address.
Okay.
6,500 square foot club. Catering to alternative lifestyles, but it will be friendly to straight people.
Aww.
Alternative lifestyle.
Well, you know, she spent all those years playing with balls.
Yeah, I know.
She still has to be friendly.
I'm sorry, but the phrase, I'm so sick of the phrase alternative.
I know. Because it's not so alternative anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the whole pagan thing and alternative spiritualities. Just because it's not Judeo-Christian, you know, same thing.
Gotcha.
It's like alternative lifestyles.
But you know, that's how they classify us in the adult bookstore.
Yeah.
Alternative, they can't put gay up there.
Yeah. Alternative assumes that you have the ability to
go the other way.
Switch the other way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I've pretty much been queer as a $3 bill since second grade. Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, most gay men, you know, did at some point try the surf before they decided the turf was more their style.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
I didn't.
I had one girlfriend in my entire life. It was in first grade.
Well, I mean,
I even remember her name.
I had one girlfriend. She stole all my video games. So I was like, no more after that.
Yeah. How rude.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got the easy way to smuggle things out.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, 3 weeks ago we talked about a woman who smuggled a gun into prison. Some other woman here smuggled a gun and a hand grenade.
Oh my God!
What did these people take? What did these people take cues from the ping pong woman in Priscilla?
I know.
How about Duke University?
How about them?
We got that, you know,
idiots.
That cute little accused rapist / gay basher. Over there in Duke.
What? Gay bash?
One of the guys who was charged and arrested, who's been arrested and charged with the alleged rape, is also going on trial in Washington, D.C. for a gay bashing.
Boy, he's just over the map,
just
isn't
making,
she?
He's just making the rounds.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's on the gay news I get through talks about, you know, this is somewhat typical of a kid who is trying to, you know, explore his masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of those questioning queers.
Yep.
And gets into this group mentality.
Yep.
You know, there was a group of them that attacked some gay men outside of a bar in Washington.
Oh.
And, you know, it was allegedly this group of guys at this lacrosse party.
Yeah.
Who did this. And they're saying, you know, there's a guy who's kind of questioning where he stands in the world.
Why do these people have to question their masculinity by knocking the crud out of other people?
Because it takes the spotlight off of them.
Yeah. You run around in short shorts carrying a butterfly net, throwing a ball around. If there was ever such a definition of the word queer in sport, lacrosse
is it. That
when you can abbreviate the name of your sport, LAX, because it's la across with the X.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Lacroix.
Lacroix.
What is that other?
The designer. Lacroix.
Field hockey. That's the girl's sport.
No.
Rugby.
The thing with the thing that looks like a tennis racket, but it's not a tennis racket, and it's got
badminton.
That's the other one.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other gayest sport.
Yeah. Any sport you have where it involves you smacking a shuttlecock around.
Ooh.
There.
I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll find it at the gay games or the out games. There'll be badminton.
Oh, yes, there will be. Yes, there will be.
I'm going to...
This guy's just trying to be a two-time, you know...
Yes, and succeeding very well.
Would he like to go for three and see how long he can stay?
Well, you know, if depending on which or both he's found guilty of, you know, he'll have plenty of time to discover whether he's straight or gay.
Oh.
Depending on which penitentiary system he goes into.
Gotcha.
Yes. You know, because
yeah, that
you know,
could be messy.
You know, especially, you know, if he's, what he ought to be hopeful for is, you know, he gets put up in the Washington, D.C. one, and he can claim, yeah, I bashed a fag. Mm. Because I got a feeling if he's putting the penitentiary down in the North Carolina area, and he gets in there and he says, yeah, I was part of a group that raped a black woman.
Mm.
He's going to wish it was just a lacrosse stick that was up his sodomized with.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
No.
But he is a pretty boy. Come over to the dark side. It's safer.
Yeah, well.
If you would just understand yourself, you wouldn't be facing these felonies.
Well, look at the group from the attacked Paul Broussard. How many of those turned out to be questioning?
Well,
they...
I consider the source. on that, but you know,
I'm sorry,
part of me thinks, you know, yeah, there is some realism to that, you know. Uh-huh. I'm so insecure about the fact that I'm gay, and you know, I can't stand it that you're openly flaming, and so me and my friends are gonna go beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, well.
We're gonna douse your flame, flamer. If I can't sparkle, you can't.
Yeah, somebody stated it was a long time ago, when all this. At one of the anniversaries or something, mm-hmm. of that event, and they said that it was amazing that somebody would rather be perceived as being a murderer than being perceived as queer.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to spend the rest of your life in the prison system, that would probably, you know, that would do you well, actually.
Like those kids we were talking about here earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the ultimate way of showing, of emasculating someone, is making them the penetrated.
Right.
And these guys, basically, you know, I'm not going to demasculine myself by being the penetrator physically. I have to use something else to be the penetrator.
Yeah.
And, you know, 17 and 18, you know, they'll learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, I hate to say it, you know, we got a lot of MBVs, and, you know, I know it's a reality in there.
Yeah, they're going to go to jail and go directly to the Aryan Brotherhood.
Do you know?
Yeah. And, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood will take care of them. If it's anything like Oz, you know, they'll take care of them well.
Speaking of prison dramas, the, you know that show Prison Break?
No.
You've never heard of Prison Break?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
There is this drop-dead gorgeous guy who's like the star of the show.
Oh.
And, yeah. And I'm like, I haven't watched the show. But I'm like, before he breaks out of prison, could we have him, like, doing something with somebody?
He's been shirtless several times in it.
Oh.
Yes, he has.
Because...
And the tattoo... Do you know...
What the tattoo is?
The tattoo takes four... Is fake, and it takes 4 hours and two people to create every episode.
Well, what the story is with Prison Break is... Basically, this guy is set up for murder.
Yeah.
Of the vice president's son.
Okay.
So he's in jail. He's awaiting the death penalty. Well, his younger brother decides he's going to break him out.
Okay.
So he goes into a bank, pretends to commit a robbery, surrenders, gets put in prison. The benefit he has is the fact that he was one of the architects who designed that prison.
Ah.
And so, before he committed this crime, the story was, he had a tattoo of the blueprints of the building put on him, and it was kind of hidden, so that when it comes time to escape, they've got a blueprint with them.
Oh.
A map on how to get out.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, he's trying to get his brother out before he gets executed. You know, Secret Service is fighting it. He gets stabbed, and he's missing part of the map now. Yeah. So, you know, he has to find... Fortunately, the tattoo artist was thrown in jail, so he can... Do you remember what was here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I didn't...
Oh. Well, are you guys going to talk some while I answer the phone?
Why don't you play down a piece of music?
I have nothing to... All right, the hell with it. Let's just do this.
I know what he's going to play.
I don't know. I'm just reaching in and grabbing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're always grabbing something, Chris.
He thought about that twice.
This ain't like the 550 DVD bin at Walmart. I just can't reach my hand in and grab something decent out.
Hey!
Why?
My sister-in-law is jealous of me. I can go to that $5, the $2 for $11 Walmart bin, stick my hand in there, and I will pull out a Blue's Clues just about every time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, my hand just seemed to be drawn there to Steve and Joe.
By the way,
I don't know why.
Wherever he is tonight, maybe he's asleep because he's working like major. But wherever you are, hey Robert, how you doing? Welcome back to town. Haven't seen you this. Haven't heard from you this weekend. If you're at all listening to this, I don't have an answering machine, so sorry.
They hung up, so I don't need to play music.
Well, I need a break.
Give me a break. Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. What the hell did I pull out? Andy Northrup. I don't know what I'm playing. Here's the button.
The fact is I'm here living next to you on Slow Burn Avenue. See, I got tales to tell of a private hell, and I'm sure they'd bore you too, living on Slow Burn Avenue. And it scares me that I got used to the view. Slow Burn Avenue.
So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are cute and like to stay out all night. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said long and smooth with eyes blue and bright. If I sound choosy, please excuse me, but it's just that I know what I like. If you don't fit the bill, oh, you're over the hill. You may have the bait, but I'm not gonna bite. You're wasting my time. Next in line. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind of wear leather, carry switchblade knife. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind of wears a dress and makes a look out of sight. Well, if I said choosy, please excuse me, but just that I know what I like. Come with me, literally. Serving number seven, welcome to heaven. It's way past 11. You may as well stay for the night. So she asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind with lots of cash, you like the smoke China white. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that I'm tired, you like to fight and fight. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind with a pulse who can read and write. She asked me what kind of boys I like. I said the kind that are old enough to keep me in jail for the night. Well, if I sound choosy, please excuse me, but just that I know what I like. So come with me, literally. The serving number seven, welcome to heaven.
I really like his music.
Russ Turk, exclusively here on After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to hear him elsewhere, and hopefully...
in Houston.
Well, hopefully. The event that I met him at 2 years ago is mm-hmm. coming here to Houston, so...
a convergence.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be coming down for that.
When is that?
Labor Day weekend.
And that is... Convergence is...
the national... let me use the politically correct terms I came up with.
Whatever.
It's for gay and bisexual men of size and their admirers.
Okay.
Fat fags finding fun, food, and friendship.
Ooh.
Wow. So
and not necessarily in that order.
Hmm. Hey,
you make that up all on your own?
Yeah.
That's cool.
People were talking about, you know, because the two names we use in our groups is either Girth and Mirth or Big Men's Club.
Yeah.
And I just look at them and I say, let's call it 6F. Fat fags finding food, friendship, fun, fellowship. I mean, you know, go through the dictionary and F's. We have a little clover leaf.
Yes.
Okay, this is kind of disappointing because now that I added those things, it's not... Mozilla isn't cooperating with me.
Well, how rude.
What's Mozilla?
Some computer thing.
There's another search engine.
Okay. For those people who don't like to think they're giving Bill Gates money or AOL... because Internet Explorer is Microsoft,
yeah.
Netscape is AOL. There's Mozilla,
okay,
which is open source, and, you know, it's free.
It's an open
source?
Source.
We played Russ Turk, and then before that was Andy Northrup.
Yes.
You know, y'all were talking about...
Something Avenue?
An open source would be...
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not giving me back my MySpace page.
Okay.
An open source would be any conversation about our president at the moment. Damn, go on.
With his 31% approval rating?
I just saw Stacy in the hallway.
Yes, she's right after us.
Female Stacy from KPFD. Yeah, she's doing her music show next.
You know, y'all were talking about violence and gayness earlier.
Yes.
And I was driving over, and it made me remember that when I was in art school, I had a girlfriend, right? But I was also out and had lots of boyfriends. I mean, had one girlfriend, lots of boyfriends.
Gotcha.
And
that's just greedy.
And her, well,
yeah, well, whatever.
People were friendly back then.
Yeah,
I bet.
Anyway, she had a roommate. And the roommate's boyfriend, well, the landlord was gay, right?
Okay.
Sort of an older queen with lots of antiques, right?
Yes.
Antiques? Anyway,
yes.
And the roommate's boyfriend and his best friend were both kind of hustled for this guy, right?
Oh.
He paid them for, like, stuff every now and then, but nothing too drastic.
Yeah.
And the two of them were, like, platonic lovers, but every now and then they get really, 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 really drunk and beat the hell out of each other.
What?
I mean, they would, like, have this knockdown, drag-out fight.
Okay.
And then they weren't mad at each other afterwards. It was like that was their way of making love, right? Then, years later, when I was living in San Francisco, say like
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yeah. So 3 to 4 years ago, later, and these guys, and both of these guys looked like, you know, Bruce Weber models. Right? And then when... About 3 or 4 years later, I ran into her again in San Francisco, right as she was about to go to Mexico. And this time, though, she had a boyfriend. Actually, she had two boyfriends, and they were lovers, too, and they were about to take off to Mexico. And they were having a big garage sale right before they left. And I ended up, like, going to the bedroom with one of them.
Hmm.
It was very friendly. But I thought, I was teasing her, because I was saying, well, at least you've graduated. These guys, instead of just beating the hell out of each other, they actually make love. It's a lot less wear and tear. So, you know, you've graduated in terms of your taste.
Gotcha.
And men. So it's sort of the interesting little portrait of dynamic between sexuality and violence.
Yes.
What art school did you go to?
Swain School of Design in New Bedford. It doesn't exist anymore. It was a small, really nice school in an old ship captain's house.
Mm. I was about to
mansion.
Write that
it was wonderful.
Down. Oh, too so, bad.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so that's my little violence and sex and gayness story.
I do like the Ultimate Fighters, though. I don't know. There's something bizarre about that.
I've used some of them in my collages.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
They really sort of grapple.
Yes,
I mean,
they do.
Really grapple.
There's long periods of
time. I think it's a BDSM thing. I'm fairly sure.
And there's lots of bravado.
Because, you know, the only reason I watched wrestling when I was a teenager, professional wrestling, was to see somebody grab a pair of tights and yank them down, you know.
Ooh.
You know, when they rolled somebody up into a ball to pin them.
Yes.
I was like, well, you're down there and those tights are off, you know.
I mean, because there's...
Yes, I've rented some of those wrestling
It's just a thought. Yes.
Can-Am is not the WWE.
It was the WWF back then.
There's that whole mythology of Marines that supposedly make great bottoms because they can take it like a man.
And
they can
do
take
often.
Orders.
Yes.
And do.
You know, that whole take it like a man thing.
And anybody here remember the NWA? The Von Erichs?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, the Von Erichs were WCCW.
Boy, that was a
championship wrestling.
Because they're all dead now.
Oh.
One is still alive.
All but one, yes.
Yeah.
All but one is still...
I don't know. Unfortunately, my PlaySpace, my MySpace playlist crapped out on me, and I haven't found the CD. Well, I got everything else. It was that because somebody needed to suck a fag, I had to go back and add to it that I'm missing those last two songs.
Actually, I had to pee. The sucking of the fag was just an extra added attraction.
Well,
yeah. We're counting down the minutes here.
there's a poem I can't read on the air.
Yes.
One of my poems called "Cooter Sucked Fag."
Yes.
it's an ode to sort of closet cases out in the you know.
What? Have I heard this suburbs. One before?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. The updated playlist is up and there.
Cool.
We're getting close to the end of the show.
Yes.
As we get ready, I must get in my German accent because coming up next is the Messerschmitt World Domination Happy Hour.
Yes, and they both look very happy tonight.
I was just telling Jimmy that I was actually, she did a gay show one time and I was her quality control token fag on the show. We had lots of fun.
Actually, remember a couple of years ago, Ray Hill and I did something, a little thing for World AIDS Day for Access Houston. Stacy wrote and directed it.
Cool.
Of course, there wasn't much in the way of writing. It was she had this the big idea, and she said, okay, now we're going to put you in this situation, and you react.
God, it sounds like a porn script.
It was great.
She's definitely going to get people to react.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was just great.
All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
Oh, is it time?
Stick a fork in us. We're done.
Ouch. Buonanotte. Blessed be.
Next week.
Rock on.
See you next
time. Hopefully, if everyone's got their act together. Have we contacted Hatch yet?
Hatch will be here. Gigi will not.
Oh.
Gigi's having to go out of town next week, so we will not have the buy segment unless David Great Bear and somebody else shows up. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. You know, we roll with the punches.
This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. You can check us out on myspace.com/afterhourskpft. After KPFT. Or send us an email, afterhours@kpft.org.
Mm-hmm.
Snail mails, 419 Lovett Boulevard, Lovett, Houston, Texas, 77006.
That should do it.
Not just our life. Whatever. It's now time for the Passaz.
Okay.
Good night.
Do you have medical supplies left over from a recent injury? Are you looking for a home for that old pair of crutches? Donate them to Medical Bridges and receive a tax deduction. Medical Bridges accepts donated medical supplies and equipment to ship to needy hospitals and clinics in developing countries. For more information, call Medical Bridges at 713-748-8131 or log on to medicalbridges.org. Medical Bridges, helping to bridge the healthcare gap worldwide. This is KPFT Houston.
Would you like to hear more of your favorite KPFT programs and less fundraising?
Well, you can, but it's up to you to make it happen. You can help KPFT continue its shift from on-air to silent fundraising by making a pre-drive contribution to KPFT today. You see, we can shorten the on-air drive by one day for every $20,000 we receive.
This year's budget plan includes a short on-air membership drive in August. Instead, we'd like to raise those funds without having to spend more time asking for listener contributions on the air.
By contributing to the Spring Buyback campaign, you help KPFT get closer to the spring drive goal of $330,000. And when we reach that goal, we'll be close.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.